It's been a busy week on social media for former President Donald Trump after he told his supporters he would be arrested this week. I spoke with USA Today national correspondent on extremism and emerging issues, Will Carlis, to find out the latest. Will, welcome back to Five Things.
Thanks for having me.
So former President Donald Trump said he would be arrested this week. It still hasn't happened. What's the latest on that, Will? And is Trump still drumming up his supporters on social media surrounding this claim?
Well, to take the first of those questions, it's not just Trump saying that he's going to be arrested. There are also various outlets reporting, various unnamed sources within law enforcement that say that an indictment from the Manhattan district attorney is forthcoming. So that certainly does seem to be a thing that is supposed to happen sometime soon. When it happens, your guess is as good as mine as far as Trump drumming up support. He has been basically posting incessantly on Truth Social, which is the social media company he founded, been posting continuously on there, asking people to get out and protest, calling this an outrage, making all sorts of claims about this being a witch hunt and a political persecution. That doesn't seem to have worked. As I reported in a story on Monday, these calls for protest seem to have fallen on deaf ears. I haven't really seen anything more than a few dozen people showing up at protests around the country. So it's been very muted so far in response. But of course, he hasn't been arrested yet. So if and when he's arrested, that will probably lead to some sort of protest.
Will, you wrote about this conversation among some Trump supporters that there might be a kind of trap at play here. Can you talk a little about that?
Yeah, so I spent much of the weekend looking through pro-Trump forums, and also I cover extremism. So looking at the extremist forums, just trying to get an idea if some of these extremist groups are going to take to the streets in defense of Donald Trump. Of course, you know, not every Trump supporter is an extremist, but pretty much every right-wing extremist that I cover is a Trump supporter. He has immense support from that wing of the GOP. So I was watching them, and essentially, yeah, that was the main narrative. This is a trap. This is a federal trap. And if you get out and protest, you're going to get arrested. This is not a new narrative. This is a claim that's made pretty much every time there are public protests and people are arrested.
So shifting to this coming weekend, Trump is planning a rally in Waco, Texas on Saturday. Why is Waco so important to parts of the far right?
I'm glad you asked me the question like that, because I want to make it clear. It could be a complete coincidence. It could be not related to the siege 30 years ago that Trump chose Waco. But here's why some experts I talked to think that that was chosen very specifically to hold his next rally. Trump's narrative over the last couple of years, since he lost the election, has essentially been, I didn't lose the election. There is a shadowy sort of cabal running our government called the deep state that is out to get me and is out to get you and wants to arrest me because it's evil and I'm good, essentially, is what it boils down to. Now, of course, you know, that's not true. And the charges against Donald Trump have very legitimate grounds in reality. But it plays into this idea on the far right that there is this sort of all-seeing, all-knowing federal government that is out to get you and that will commit atrocities against you and wants to throw you in jail or take away your guns or whatever. And the most potent piece of history in this regard is the Waco siege, in which the federal government, in a botched raid against the Branch Davidians, a Christian cult essentially, just outside of Waco, 76 people ended up dying in a horrific fire there. Now, that's often cited as sort of one of the worst excesses of the federal government, and if you believe in conspiracy theories, the worst excesses and the worst tragedies of the deep state.
And could there be any other reasons that he's doing Waco this weekend, Will?
Absolutely, there are other reasons. I mean, look, Texas is obviously a red state still. It's also mine pointed out that if you want to hold a big rally in Texas, most of the cities in Texas are actually leaning Democrat, with a few exceptions, one of them being Waco. It just seems very convenient and very coincidental that he's holding it in Waco of all times, right as the government kind of hones in on him and seeks to bring these criminal charges against him.
Will Carlis covers extremism and emerging issues for USA Today. Thanks, Will.
Thank you.